Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Good morning and welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. I hope you enjoyed your 21-hour break, and we're going to get right back at it. Today is the third day of our pledge drive, right in the middle, and we need to ask our Lord for his protection as we move forward with our goal for pledge drive. And let's also include your intentions, that's for your family, your own circumstances, what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. What's going on in this country? We're going to talk a lot about that today, as you might imagine. So all of these prayer needs that we have, and in particular, something very close to our hearts here at Relevant Radio would be our success during the pledge drive. Let's pray and ask Our Lady to pray with us and for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And all God's people said amen. Well, Cyrus, just when you thought that it was safe to get back into the air again and not have to wear a mask. And I was flying this last couple of weeks, and it was glorious. You know, the warm breezes of freedom blowing through my hair as I was basking in the glow of no masks.
It's a good feeling.
It is. After 2 years of that, it was just so nice. I can't really put it into words. And I think the flight attendants had a little more bounce in their step. They seemed a little happier. The passengers, myself included, seemed happier. The pilots seemed happier. Everybody, it just seemed like a really nice thing that everybody no longer had to wear masks. And just when you thought it was safe to get back on an airplane again, this happens. We know that a federal judge overturned the mask mandate. Well, it's back. It's back. El Presidente, and some, you know what? Some people get, I don't know why, they get riled when I say in Spanish, El Presidente. For some reason, it makes them angry. There's no need for anyone to be angry. That would apply to any president, and I've referred to President Reagan as El Presidente. So before people start getting steamed, our current El Presidente, he has reinstated it via the CDC. So mandatory mask wearing on airplanes and in airports, it's back. Just when you thought you would turn that corner, it's back. How do you feel about that?
So you're telling me that is it being forced? Like the masks are being forced on the planes again?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. So here's how it's being reported in one particular article, and you can post this for people to read. So this is yesterday. The CDC announced a semi-permanent extension. The CDC announced a semi-permanent extension of the federal transportation mask mandate with no expiration date. That means all travelers on airplanes, trains, buses, and ride-sharing will be required to wear face masks again, including inside airport terminals, et cetera, pending the outcome of the DOJ appeal to the federal court. So, you know, who cares if a federal judge strikes this down? It doesn't matter. They're going to do it anyway. They're going to just do it a different way. So here's what the CDC announcement said. At this time, the CDC recommends that everyone aged 2 and older, including passengers and workers, properly wear a well-fitting mask or respirator over the nose or mouth indoors in areas of public transportation, such as airplanes, trains, etc., and transportation hubs such as airports, etc. The public health recommendation is based on the currently available data, including an understanding of domestic and global epidemiology, circulating variants and their impact on disease severity and vaccine effectiveness, current trends in COVID-19 community levels within, and most people are asleep by this point. And projection. Oh! And projection.
That'll wake him up.
And projections of COVID-19 trends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, just it's saying, as I read it, you know, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. If the federal judge says we're striking that down, tough. We're going to do it anyway. So if you're doing any traveling,
this.
I know, if you're doing any traveling anytime soon, just be prepared. Have your mask at the ready.
I just want you to know.
Okay, now moving on to other areas of science, talking about the major news yesterday. In fact, what I think I want to do here is play. Why don't we start with an audio clip from our Vice President Kamala Harris, who's giving a speech. This was yesterday, and she's talking about about the big news, about the likelihood, or maybe even the inevitability, of Roe versus Wade being overturned. And here's roughly a minute or so of her commentary on that point.
Roe v. Wade has protected a woman's right, her right to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century.
You do not know what you are talking about.
If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
You do not know what you are talking
about. On the fundamental right of self-determination.
Dr. Fauci.
To which all Americans are entitled.
You do not know what you are talking about.
Dr. Fauci, please.
Roe protects the right to access abortion. It also protects a woman's right to make decisions
about
what she does with her own body.
You do not know what you are talking about.
Dr. Fauci, please, I asked you. Could you stifle yourself for a moment, please? Could you hear what the vice president was saying, Cyrus? It sounded to me like she was saying that a woman had a right to do what she wanted to with her own body.
Yeah,
is that what you heard?
Yeah, I think I heard something about they have a right to abortion.
But now, why is Dr. Fauci so upset? Because hasn't he been spending the last 2.5 years telling us that you don't have a right to do what you want with your own body? And that you can be told what to do with your own body if it's injecting the vaccine into your body or wearing a mask or other such things. Wasn't that the essence of his message for the last two and a half years? That's what I picked up on.
There does seem to be some kind of collective amnesia that we're all going through, but yes, that is what I remember.
That's what I remember too. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break. It's Pledge Drive. I've got plenty to talk to you about, including the details unfolding. And now they know who leaked the Justice Alito decision on the Dobbs case that has got everybody in a frenzy and a freak out right now. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. You need to know because big things are in motion right now as a result of this that will affect you and will affect your family. In the meantime, though, we're going to step aside for just a minute, talk a little bit about our Pledge Drive goal. First up, Father Rocky with a message on our Wednesday of Pledge Drive.
Hi, Father Rocky here, and this Pledge Drive is just flying by. If you haven't had a chance to make a donation yet, now's your chance. Today only, we have two special thank you gifts at the dollar a day giving level. The first is a book called How They Love Mary, and you're going to learn about how saints really loved Our Lady. St. Damian of Molokai, St. Padre Pio, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas, and we can learn from those saints. In addition to the book, we're going to include a very special Divine Mercy image, brown scapular that has a little St. Benedict medal and crucifix attached to it. The book and the Divine Mercy scapular are both yours if you give a dollar a day or more to support the work of Relevant Radio. Give now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
You heard that number, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are on the midway point of our pledge drive. Day three of 5 days, and I'm looking here. We still got a ways to go. We've barely passed one-third of what we need. Actually, not quite one-third of what we need by the end of the week. So if we're going to make this happen, we all need to kind of step it up here and help us out at relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet, make that gift. It's a perfect day to make the commitment of $1 a day here at Relevant Radio. When you do, you get this book, and it looks like a great book. You know, I got to be honest, I hadn't heard of Father Edward Looney yet. Looking forward to getting my hands on this book and giving it a good read and checking out some of his podcasts. Plus, our bonus gift today only, we'll throw in the brown scapular.
Yes, the brown scapular. I remember, Mary, I was enrolled in the brown scapular when I made my first Holy Communion back in, what was it, 1966, 67, something like that. And it is a time-honored tradition among Catholics all over the world that it is a sign of devotion to Our Lady. And maybe you've already got a scapular, maybe your scapular has worn out, but if you'd like a brand new one that will be a reminder to you of Our Lady's loving intercession for you and her maternal care for the church and for all her members, well, this was our way of saying thank you. It's a beautiful scapular. You can see a picture of it by going to relevantradio.com. Just click on the donate button. You'll see all the gifts that we have. And it's yours when you make your pledge and call us at 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. But remember, when you make your gift either at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, in addition to the book and the scapular at $1 a day, you also get the free download. Father Rocky, our chairman and CEO here at Relevant Radio, recorded a new talk on the Memorare prayer. In his presentation, he gives you the background and the history of the prayer, and he shares his personal experiences of how praying the Memorare has impacted his own life and how it can change yours too. So if you can do it online, relevantradio.com, or make that pledge by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, you'll get that bonus in your email box instantly. Real simple, relevantradio.com, or use the app. Of course, if the only way to give is to call, our phone line is open at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A dollar a day. That's all we're asking today. A dollar a day on this midway through our pledge drive.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show. Get connected to the conversation. Call now. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Take note of that number. That's the number to be on the air with me. We're doing a regular show right here on the Patrick Madrid Show. And you can be part of it when you call me at 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I have room for you right now. Hey, Cyrus, I know you've got the audio from President Biden. He was discussing the Supreme Court, the leaked Supreme Court document, the decision penned by Justice Alito that shows that if everything goes according to plan, that Roe versus Wade will be overturned via the Dobbs decision, which they reached, and it just hasn't been promulgated yet. So why don't we play this? Because in 30 seconds, President Biden really irked a lot of people on the left by something he said. And what he said is actually correct. Well, you just have to hear it. Let's play President Biden discussing this leaked SCOTUS opinion. And everybody listen closely and see if you can pick out what it is that he says here that really irks people on the left, the people who love abortion.
So the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
Did you hear the special part of what he said? Cyrus, take a guess. What do you think it is? What do you think has got the pro-abortion people in a frenzy because of what he said?
Abort a child.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It sounds like he's standing next to a jet airplane jet or something.
Yeah, but he's
aboard a child.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing.
A child. And he's so right about that. It's an unborn human being. And yeah, I mean, medically speaking, sure, fetus, that's the correct term, but still that stage of development for a human being. And these are children. So he said that people are angry with him about that. Now, talk about angry. Senator Elizabeth Warren is really angry. I think this is kabuki theater. I think she's doing this as the equivalent of crocodile tears. She's doing this to try to become relevant somehow again. But this is her, about a minute of her, if you can handle it, of her expressing her outrage at the fact that Roe versus Wade might get overturned, as if this was news to them that this might happen. I mean, they've known this for a long time. That's, I mean, think back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And that woman who was accusing him of doing things that people, even at this party who were there, said, well, no, he wasn't there. And no, this didn't happen. And even her own family didn't believe her. What was her name? Blasey Ford? Dr. Blasey Ford, I think. And so her accusations, they sure got people wound up into a frenzy. And the reason, of course, is because they realize that he's another justice now, or he would become another justice, who would likely vote in a way that would overturn Roe versus Wade if the opportunity came to the fore. So three of these justices have been named in the last few years, and all three of them voted with the majority, with Justice Alito's opinion, thus effectively overturning Roe versus Wade. That's what's got these people in such a tizzy right now. And Elizabeth Warren, she's acting, and I think it is a big act, she's acting as though she never even saw this coming. How could this possibly be happening? Because no one ever thought this could happen. Here's her.
How are you feeling?
I am angry.
Angry and upset?
Angry and upset and determined. Mm-hmm. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. 69% of people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people, want Roe versus Wade to maintain as the law of the land. We need to do that. And we have a right. Extremists, we've heard enough from the extremists.
All right.
And we're tired of them.
Okay. If it's not the mask mandate coming back, it's this. So you get the point. She wants to portray herself as she's nearly in tears as a result of this. But isn't that what political parties do in any case? Don't they try to get judges and justices on the Supreme Court, if possible, that would reflect their own political sensibilities? I mean, how many times did we hear from Democratic candidates for the presidency over the years? I mean, this is not a new thing. This has been happening since the time of Ronald Reagan, promising on their honor to do my duty to never, ever nominate a man or woman to the Supreme Court who is not pro-abortion. I mean, this has been kind of a litmus test for presidential candidates, certainly from the Democratic Party, is they just routinely, they make a point of saying publicly, I promise you, I will never, ever even consider nominating somebody who's not staunchly pro-choice. I mean, I'll use their terminology, for a woman's quote-unquote right to choose. Nobody has a right to kill an innocent person. You don't have that right. It's on paper, but so is slavery at one time, too. So I think it's at best disingenuous for her to suggest that, you know, how shocking it is that these Republicans, that they might be trying to get a justice on the court that would reflect their view on this issue, when that's how it's done, right? That's how it's done. Okay, now we have, walk me through this. So we have Senator Lisa Murkowski. She is also beside herself and angry. And this is about 30 seconds or so. And since we're doing a little bit of surveying the political landscape, why don't we play the Senator Murkowski audio? She, too, is being asked what is her view and what is her reaction to the leak of this draft of the opinion that will overturn Roe versus Wade. Here's what she said.
The leak is absolutely reprehensible and needs to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. I really find it shocking that that this would happen. I understand it is unprecedented. Second point is Roe is still the law of the land. We don't know the direction that this decision may ultimately take, but if it goes in the direction that this leaked copy has indicated, I will just tell you that it rocks my confidence in the court right now.
What is that sound for?
to tell you that it's over. It's
like, oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's for you.
Okay. I just like the sound of something going over my head.
So now they're trying to call into the, they're questioning the court at this point.
Yeah. So, well, it rocks her confidence in the court. Why would it rock your confidence in the court?
Right.
Why wouldn't, I don't know, Roe versus Wade rock your confidence in the court if Roe versus Wade reached a decision that was wildly unpopular with most of Americans? Why would it rock your... I mean, isn't that what courts are supposed to do? Aren't they supposed to adjudicate difficult issues and then come to a decision as best they can, and then we have to live with it? I thought that was the whole point of how these things happen. By the way, we know who the leaker is. And I'll talk a little bit about that as well. He, by the way, I'll give you some info in a little bit, but he was, he's on staff, at least for the time being. We'll see what happens. As it's being reported that he's on the staff of Justice Sotomayor. And he leaked it from what everybody is saying. And remember yesterday when I said this has all the appearances of a preemptive strike as a way to try to destabilize and stop this. But that's more and more what it looks like. So one wonders, what will happen to that guy? What will the penalties and repercussions be, if any? Because I suppose that politically speaking, if this leak can be used to somehow thwart the Supreme Court decision, as it seems to have turned out, then maybe this guy will be hailed as a hero. But if it turns out that it just causes more problems and Roe versus Wade effectively is overturned in any case, it remains to be seen what will happen to him. And whether or not this will touch upon Justice Sotomayor, because that gets to another question. Is she perhaps, was she complicit with this? If it turns out that he indeed leaked it, and that's the story as of yesterday, and people who are talking about that seem pretty confident that this is the case, then one wonders, does that impugn her credibility? And if it does, then we have a constitutional crisis, because now we've got a sitting Supreme Court justice, if that scenario is true. It may not be true. I'm just you know, extrapolating what might happen if that scenario turns out to be true. Then we would have a constitutional crisis with a Supreme Court justice who's basically rigging the game. You know, it's like throwing a game where a player on a team intentionally fumbles the ball or misses a pass or drops the ball so that his team will lose. So they throw the game. Of course, that's reprehensible at many levels. And if there is any sense that perhaps this leak was intentional coming from her, and once again, I'm not accusing her because I have no idea if that happened. I'm just spinning out a possibility here. But if that's the case, the plot thickens. Right, Dr. Fauci? Wouldn't you agree with me?
You do not know what you are talking about.
Oh, please. Okay, well, I do know one thing. Today is Wednesday in Pledge Drive, and we are halfway to our goal in terms of time, but we're not halfway to our goal in terms of money. So Mary Graham is going to be joining me here momentarily, and we're going to talk about what we need to do right now to move forward with our Pledge Drive goal.
Well, I want you to know I've been doing some math over here in this little booth. And if we are currently $29,000 away from crossing the $100,000 mark, which is one third of our need. Still a ways to go. But if we can get in this hour a total of 110 people who will make a gift of $1 a day, so all we're asking is $1 a day.
That's not much.
And we will cross, we'll cross the 30% mark of making our need of $3 million before the end of the week.
I like the sound of that, and it sounds very doable. And people would just, if they would just call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com and make their pledge, we can hit that goal. It wouldn't take long, would it?
It would not, not at all. All we need is 110 people in this hour saying, I'm going to make a commitment of a dollar a day to the Patrick Madrid Show. We have Marilyn in Temecula, California made that gift. Thank you so much for your help and your support. Same thing for Janeth in Bolingbrook, Illinois, a dollar a day. And Lori in Yakima, Wyoming made that gift of a dollar a day. Can you do that too? Will you join the team here at relevantradio.com? Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is the perfect day to do it because we've got a bonus gift for you when you make your gift of a dollar a day. First of all, you get this book. It's a fabulous book, How They Love Mary. It's 28 life-changing stories on the devotion to Our Lady, written by Father Edward Looney. And you will get the brown scapular today. If you're not familiar with the brown scapular, Patrick will fill you in on that later on in this hour. Mm-hmm. But the brown scapular will come to you. And I like this one because it's got a crucifix on it, and it's got probably the miraculous medal on it. So it gets a little bit of weight there on that front end, so it's not flopping at your throat the whole time you're wearing it. So I like this particular scapular. It's a great one. And it's yours for a dollar a day at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123.
That's right, 877-291-0123. And if you make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com, you can do the same thing on the Relevant Radio app, but you'll be able to see a picture of this scapular. The scapular is from the Latin word scapula, which means shoulders. And it is the cloth that you wear over your shoulders as a sign of devotion to Our Lady. If you want to see it, if you haven't seen one before, you'll see it at relevantradio.com. But we want to send it to you if you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more. Call 877-291-0123.
We only need 90 more people who will make that commitment of a dollar a day at relevantradio.com, on the app with your smartphone or tablet, or by giving us a call. Give hope.
Listener support.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Okay, we're back. This is a regular show on the Patrick Madrid Show this morning, halfway through, time-wise anyway, halfway through our pledge drive. My number is 888-914-9149. We can get you on the air with your question, 888-914-9149. Let's go to TJ in Stuart, Florida. Hi, TJ.
Hi, Patrick. I have a quick comment and then a quick question for you.
Sure.
One in my comment is just that I think, like everyone that listens to your program, when I heard the news of the leak, I was at the same time overjoyed, and I am overjoyed. I it brought me to tears,
yeah.
The idea that Roe might be struck down. And at the same time, I'm terrified of what the left is going to do in the next 6 months or beyond as a reaction to this. And my question then, following on that for you, Patrick, is I turned on CNN, MSNBC yesterday immediately to see what they were saying, because I believe they are going to lead the charge on this, on the rebellion or insurrection or whatever they're going to do. And they're quoting figures like 70% of Americans are against this. Well, if 70% of Americans are against striking down Roe versus Wade, then why are they so afraid of sending it back to the states, back to legislatures? And to what extent will this look like rioting in the streets with the George Floyd stuff? And I'll leave that to you then.
Okay, that's a very good question. And I share your concern about what could happen. This is why we're praying so fervently that the Lord will help us keep peace and not let this spill out into the streets with violence, etc. So my take on it is this. The reason that they're afraid is they realize that these inflated numbers that they keep spouting are not real. and they realize that it's, in a way, to my mind, similar to this nonsense about how only 3% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortion, which is it's a fiction. And it's a way to try to deflect public opinion away from the reality of what's going on. So this is really nothing more than them repeating these inflated bogus figures as a way to try to get people to think, oh, well, if I am in favor of eliminating abortion, well, then I'm in the minority. And most Americans disagree with me, and I don't want to be in disagreement with most other people. So there's a psychological reason that they're doing this. And, you know, what was his name? The famous abortion doctor, and his name is escaping me. I know his name, and I just for some reason I can't recall it. And people are going to start texting me and emailing me and telling me his name. Bernard Nathanson. There it goes. He was the founder of NARAL, TJ, or a co-founder anyway. And he, after his conversion to being pro-life and then to being Catholic, he, in his interviews, he said, we made up numbers. We made up these fake numbers, these fake poll statistics that we cited in this literature that we issued early on as a way to try to promote abortion around the time of Roe versus Wade. And he says it was all made up. But he said people bought it hook, line, and sinker because that's what they wanted to hear, because it would assuage their consciences. So my sense
is that... It makes complete sense, Patrick. I agree. I think they're making up these numbers. It's an illogical proposition that they're making, but somehow this is a terrible thing, and at the same time claiming that they have this supermajority mm-hmm. of the country on their side.
Yes, that's exactly right. Cyrus, for TJ's comment here, I think we have some audio that comes from Libs of TikTok of some people who are describing the kind of violence that they intend to perpetrate if Roe versus Wade gets overturned. Do you have that handy, or do you need a little time to get that ready?
Now, I just want to make sure I have the right audio. Is this what we talked about this morning, or is this something that we had played before?
No, we haven't played it before. So, yeah, it's something that we've talked about this morning. Well, how about this, TJ? If you keep listening a little later in the program, maybe after the next break, we'll play that audio for you. So it's they themselves, these are just rank-and-file people on the left who are describing in no uncertain terms their willingness to resort to violence if this is indeed overturned. So this
Thank
is part
so
of the reason.
Thank you so much for that, Patrick. I will be listening.
You got it, TJ. Thank you for the call. And again, let's pray that this has no place in our country. We'll see what happens. Now, we do have another one. This is the claims that abortion is basic health care. About a minute of that, Cyrus. Let's play that one now.
Thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when
let's
life
pause,
began.
Let's pause. Okay. I need to set this up for you. This is not from yesterday. This is and I'm just going to go ahead and assume her gender. This is a woman who is talking about her view anyway, of a woman having a right to choose an abortion for any reason or no reason whatsoever. Now, I'm sure Dr. Fauci is going to be angry about this because she's advocating for an absolutist approach to a woman's right to govern her own body and this sort of without exception way of approaching the question of abortion. So this is not the violence issue, but listen to how she's framing her argument. And this will help you understand what many people on the left are saying, regardless of what the Supreme Court may say, they're saying this.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when life begins. It doesn't matter whether a fetus is a human being or not. That argument is a red herring, a distraction, a subjective and unwinnable argument that could not matter less. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about a fertilized egg or a fetus or a baby or a five-year-old or a Nobel Prize-winning pediatric oncologist. Nobody has a right to use your body against your will, even to save their life or the life of another person. That's it. That's the argument. You cannot be forced to donate blood or marrow or organs, even though thousands die every year on waiting lists. They cannot even harvest your organs after your death without your explicit, written, pre-mortem permission. Denying women the right to an abortion means a woman has less bodily autonomy than a corpse.
You do not know what you are talking about. You do not know what you are talking about.
So which is it, Cyrus? Does a woman have the right to do anything she wants with her body and nobody can tell her what she can do with her body? Or can Dr. Fauci tell her, you've got to do these things with your body, like wear a mask or get a shot? Which is it?
Are you
it can't be
totally
both.
Deranged?
It can't be both, Dr. Fauci. I mean,
you do not know what you are talking about.
I'm trying to make sense out of all this. That's all. I'm a simple guy. I'm just trying to understand what's... I'm trying to make my way in the world. And I have two conflicting messages here. So...
Has everybody gone nuts around here?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shift to... What are we going to do? We're going to, I think, a miracle moment, right, Cyrus? We're going to that now? Okay. Yeah, let's do that. And then we will come back to phone calls and more audio on the Patrick Madrid Show right after this.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
It reinforces and strengthens our own faith, where I've been a Catholic my whole life. I was blessed to have beautiful Catholic parents. But when I got out of the house and before I got married and had children, I just was going to church but not understanding. And it's no one's fault really but my own. But Relevant Radio, it's brought it all back to me, and I know why, and that's what you've taught us. Different guests you've had on have brought forward things that I might have had questions on and putting value on so much of life that I took for granted before.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.
And when you call, let us know what is your miracle moment. We've all got them, those moments in life where Relevant Radio has made a difference, where it's had a major impact on a decision we've made or perhaps an avenue we've taken in our life. It happens each and every day with so many people because people just like you have said, I want to support this local ministry. And we have a great opportunity today and today only for your gift of $1 a day. We have this brown scapular that we're going to be adding on to along with our book that we do have available for today, How They Love Mary. It's 25 life-changing stories of devotion to Our Lady by Father Edward Looney.
It's a very... edifying book, quite frankly, and this is maybe covering some of the Marian apparitions and other Marian stories that you may not be familiar with. And so when you make your pledge by calling 877-291-0123 at $1 a day or more, not only will you have an opportunity, if you pledge at a higher rate, you can get that book, but also we're going to send you a scapular. It's the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and that is a beautiful and venerable ancient form of devotion to Our Lady. And it's a way to show, kind of like your wedding ring. The scapular doesn't actually do anything. It's not magical or anything like that. But just like your wedding ring is an outward sign of your commitment to your husband or your wife, the scapular is similar. And it's a way to remember for yourself and also when other people see it that you have a devotion to Our Lady. And that's yours when you make your pledge by calling 877-291-0123.
And attached on that scapular, we have a crucifix, and also it's a St. Benedict medal. I did a little bit of research here. Mm-hmm. That medal is known for its powerful protection against spiritual attacks, something that a lot of us are seeing right now in this day and age as old Hairy Legs is rearing his ugly head trying to stay ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So make that gift $1 a day. You'll get the book and the brown scapular. And remember, when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, you also get the bonus download from Father Rocky on the Memorari. May is the month of Mary, and this is all about Mary during this pledge drive. Help us out at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Today is the only day, I cannot emphasize that enough, that you can get the brown scapular as your bonus gift at $1 a day.
I'm sorry, Mary. I had a drink of coffee in my mouth when you went to me. I probably shouldn't do that, should I? Yes, today is Wednesday. So we are in time. We're halfway to the end of the pledge drive, which ends at the end of the day on Friday. But we're not even halfway there financially. So now's the time to take action. Go to relevantradio.com, make your pledge safe and secure, or use the Relevant Radio app, or call us at 877-291-0123.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149.
We've got it.
That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
I like it. You got it. Welcome back. Daniel in Brownsville, Texas. Thank you for calling and welcome.
Yeah, Patrick, I'm a longtime listener, and God bless you. And my name is Daniel. My question is, I've kind of been an underachiever in my life. I guess I kind of tried to hold on to the concept of being meek and humble. Uh-huh. And sometimes I push that too far. And I like to think that I try to treat people with courtesy and all, but sometimes when I've stood up and spoke my mind, I end up getting pushed back down in the ground.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to know what your comment is on how you can do what you need to do in life and not be an underachiever and still follow the ways of the Lord. Because sometimes when you speak your mind and you're outspoken, you know, you automatically get accused of being too pushy or rude or whatever.
That's true.
And like to know your comment on that.
Well, that's a very good question, and it's something that we all should be asking ourselves, so you're in good company there. I'd like to begin by responding with the words of Jesus. So Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 and forward says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so men persecuted the prophets who were before you." So it seems to me that that's maybe the very best answer that I could give you would be in the words of our Lord, which is you should expect this to happen. You should expect this to happen, and it will happen. And when it happens, don't let it get you down. Don't let it, you know, rob you of your joy. Jesus also said elsewhere, he said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." He also said elsewhere, "The wise man is the one who hears these words of mine and does them. He is like a man who builds his house on a rock. And when the wind and the waves and the storm crash against it, it does not fall, for it has been built solidly on a rock." So it's interesting, Daniel, that on the one hand, the Lord says, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But he's also in the same breath saying, things can get really grim. And people will come at you. And, you know, he doesn't say there won't be storms. He says there will be storms. He doesn't say that the waves are not going to crash against you. He says they will crash against you. And so he's not saying it's going to be easy street by any stretch. He's saying quite the opposite. But if you are focused on him and you are speaking the truth in love and seeking to do what you know the Lord wants you to do, then when these things do happen and you get the pushback or you get people mocking you or blocking you on social media, not to worry about it, because it's part of the arrangement. It's part of the one of the costs of discipleship. And as Jesus also said, pick up your cross and follow me. If you want to be my disciple, pick up your cross and follow me. And we know that Jesus carrying the cross was a very painful situation, but it led to victory. I think that's the best answer, Daniel. What do you think?
Answer, because it's, you know, it makes a lot of sense to me. It's something I understand. One other question I had was, I think one of the toughest things for humans to do is, you know, learn to forgive those who hurt you or whatever. And yeah. I'm one of those people, I guess, for a number of years, I've kind of carried the monkey of anxiety on my back as far as, well, this happened to me, this happened. It wasn't my fault, and it was something beyond my control. And it's so tough to pray for them and wish good upon those that do bad on you.
Right.
And I know that that's the Lord's intent to try. We can't be him, but we can try to be like him. And it's tough to do, you know, somebody in your past that did something unfair and wrong. And I was one of those people that walked around, you know, wishing them bad, you know, or I'm going to sue you, or I hope you drive your car into a tree, you know, bad things like that. Right. And it's tough to wish for good for people.
Yeah. And, well, you know, Jesus has so much to say about these very issues that you're bringing up, Daniel. I'm glad you are bringing them up. So remember, Jesus gives us the story, the parable of the unforgiving servant. Now, his debt was canceled by the king. He owed a huge amount, and he couldn't pay it, and the king canceled it because he begged him for mercy. Then he goes out in the street, and he finds somebody who owed him a small amount of money, but he doesn't show mercy to that person, has him thrown in jail. You know that story, right?
I know that story. That leads me to think about the time, or should I say plurally, times in the Bible, like in the moneylender's temple, where Jesus showed a little anger or wrath by referring to people as hypocrites.
Yeah.
And it's a very hypocritical thing. I think what Jesus is telling everybody is, when he says, do unto others the way you would like done unto you, well, you want people to forgive you. Well, Jesus says, why don't you forgive others?
That's
and,
it.
And, you know, being a human being, that's sometimes very hard.
Yes, I can relate to that. I know exactly what you're talking about. So I'll leave you with this thought, Daniel. You're raising some important issues, and thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I'll leave you with this thought. This is from St. Paul, and he's saying this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It begins in verse 24. Just listen to this laundry list of things he had to go through. And he was still joyful, and he kept on going. He was fighting the good fight, running the race, and he wound up receiving the crown because he was persistent. But listen to what he had to go through. 5 times I have received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. And that, by the way, was a more or less scientific art of torturing somebody just up to the point of death, but not quite killing the person. So 5 times he was lashed like Jesus was in the scourging at the pillar. This happened to St. Paul 5 times, 40 lashes less one. 3 times, he says, I have been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I have been shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brethren, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. So he went through just about any possible difficulty one can imagine. And this, of course, at the hands of very angry people who were angry with him to the point of wanting to kill him because of his testimony to Jesus. And he just kept on going. It's like the Energizer Bunny, just kept on going and going and going and going. And it all worked out. So, you know, if I get stuck in traffic, or if I, miss a flight, or they don't have what I want at the grocery store, boo-hoo, woe is me. You know, so sometimes if I feel myself, you know, feeling sorry for myself, I just think about 2 Corinthians 11 and what St. Paul went through. And that helps put it all in perspective, I think. Let us, and thanks for the call again, Daniel, let's catch our breath because we have a lot of ground yet to cover. I have some more things I want to share with you with regard to this leaked Supreme Court decision. I also want to share with you 10 key passages from the draft opinion from Justice Alito that will help you understand the thrust of how this is going and why it's going in this direction. I'm so happy to see that it is. I'll also be taking your phone calls. Now, the number to call me on to be on the program, if you want to line up in an orderly queue, the number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I'm going to share with you a little bit about, I want to keep a few things as a surprise for you, but I want to share with you also what some people are trying to do if Roe versus Wade is overturned, God willing. They want to make sure that abortion is available just as easily, but in a somewhat different way, and I'll tell you what they're up to as well. This is Pledge Drive on the Patrick Madrid Show, and Mary Graham will join me in just a minute to talk more about that right after this.
Today is the perfect day to support your local relevant radio station or the web if you're listening online, because we have a special bonus gift for you today and today only. For your gift of $1 a day, you will not only receive this great book, which is written by Father Looney about Mary. It's a fabulous 22 different stories about Mary and and they'll change your lives. You'll also get this brown scapular. Today and today only, there is a limited number of these scapulars available. It's got a crucifix, little crucifix medal on it, and a St. Benedict medal on it as well. Beautiful scapular. You can see it at our website, which is relevantradio.com, or by looking on the app. The website or the app, and you tap donate now, the picture pops up right there, quick and easy to see. So that's relevantradio.com or the app. And if you make your gift on either of those two platforms, a dollar a day, you'll also receive the bonus, The Power of the Memorare by Father Rocky, all yours for a dollar a day.
I want to share, thank you, Mary. I want to share a little bit about what the scapular is. Sometimes I hear people pronounce it scapula. So unless you're from New York City, you don't want to say scapula. It's scapular. It has an R at the end. But it does come from the Latin word scapula, which means shoulder. And when I come back from this pledge drive break, I'm going to share with you kind of the history of the scapular and why it's worn and how did it start and what does this devotion mean? And what does it mean for you if you're wearing the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel? We have one for you, and when you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more, we'll send it to you. Just go to relevantradio.com, and you can make your pledge there safe and secure. That will trigger it, and we'll get it sent out to you. You can also donate safe and secure on the Relevant Radio app. And, of course, old school, you can call us at 877-291-0123. But this is the only day that these are available, and as Mary said, supplies are limited. So if you want yours, be sure to make your call now.
We want to say thank you to Rocio, Carmel by the Sea, California, a dollar a day. Loretta in Monterey, California made that gift of a dollar a day. And so did Timothy in Asheville, North Carolina, made that special gift of a dollar a day. Can you do it too? It's real easy. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet, a dollar a day. And today is the only day and only while supplies last that you will get this beautiful scapular along with your book. And when you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or on the app, you'll get the bonus download, the brand new talk from Father Rocky and the Memorare. 877-291-0123 is the number. If you need to give us a call, you just can't make it to the website or open up the app on your phone. 877-291-0123.
Jose in California wrote in to say, it's incredible what you guys do. You brought me back. You saved my marriage. Everything everyone tells you times 100. Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Jose. That's the reason why we're on the air. Mary in Wisconsin says, I want to thank Relevant Radio for everything they do along with all their ministries that they do. Mary, thank you. And if you feel like Mary, if you feel like Jose, or you want to help people like Jose who got his marriage restored, help us continue doing what we're doing when you make your pledge by calling 877-291-0123. We have people standing by to take your call. Plus, they're going to take your prayer request too. 877-291-0123. And you can easily, quickly, I guess that's redundantly, you can go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there or on the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you to Pamela, made that gift of a dollar a day. We have Alma in Montebello, California, a dollar a day. James in St. John, Indiana, a dollar a day. You can do it too at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A dollar a day. You get the book, How They Love Mary, 28 Life-Changing Stories on the Devotion of Our Lady by Father Edward Looney, and the scapular. Today is the only day that we're adding the bonus gift of the scapular for your gift of a dollar a day. Make that gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or your tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. When you call in, let us know what your miracle moment is. How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Or how can we pray for you? We want to hear it all at relevantradio.com, on the app with your smartphone or tablet, or 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.